The Sunday Business Show with Gas Networks Ireland. Clean, reliable and always available 24 hours a day. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
Neelan Facility Management. Bet you've never heard of them. Well, you will. They're really big. They employ 500 people from their base in Loughrea, County Galway, and they have one key differentiator. They put a huge emphasis on training. Sylvester Neelan is the boss, and he's on the phone now. Good morning, Sylvester.
Good morning, Collins. Thank you for having me.
Not a problem. 500 people, and I have to put hand on heart and say, never heard of you.
Well, that's fair enough. I suppose we're low enough profile. We're in a very small area of the healthcare industry in the private hospital side of it, and nursing homes is the big part of our business. We're also in the pharmaceutical industry, and that's basically the three main areas that we focus on now.
And what do you do?
Well, we do catering, so we provide all the catering needs for industry, for hospitals, nursing homes. So that means we cook the food, we prepare it, we deliver it. Everything got to do with the food. We do security, so that means we secure the building, our buildings. We do the cleaning, which was the original startup of our business. We started it on a cleaning basis, and we expanded into the other areas.
Tell me about Jimmy Sheehan, who was on the radio program with us, I think, a couple of years ago, 3-4 years ago, I think. An incredible entrepreneur, Jimmy Sheehan, Dr. Jimmy Sheehan. And you got your first break from Jimmy Sheehan.
I did indeed. Back in September 2004, I worked for one of the largest contract cleaning companies in Ireland, the sales manager. And I just got a call and went down and met the CEO and HR director in the Radisson Hotel in Galway, and they just told me they were restructuring the company and that they were making me redundant. It was just a devastating blow to me at the time, but I had started negotiation on behalf of that company with the Galway Clinic at the time. And I had become a little bit familiar with Mr. Sheehan's son, Mark. So on my news of being made redundant, I phoned Mark immediately and I asked him, would it be possible for me to meet with his father? And he said, sure, yeah. And, you know, he's just a very nice man, Mr. Sheehan, and would take a call from the likes of me, which I was surprised.
I found him to be exactly the same. I thought he was a lovely man.
Yeah, just very nice man. Now, I had met him once before as well, but Mark gave me their home phone number, and I picked up, and he said if I phoned him now, I would get him. So I phoned Mr. Sheehan at home in his house, and he answered, and I'd introduced myself, and I had to emphasize how we had met before at an introduction of a service from another company, and I said I had a business proposition that I'd like to put to him. So he said he couldn't see me that day, but he would see me that evening. And I said, as I did tell him a lie now, and I have told him since that it was a lie. I told him that I was in Dublin, but I wasn't in Dublin.
Not
I was in Galway.
A lie. It was kind of, you know, a little bit of embellishment.
Exactly. So he said that he'd meet me that evening. Would I come to his house for dinner? I was absolutely blown away by this. So I sat in the car, and as fast as I could drive to Dublin, I drove to Dublin. And when I arrived in Corners Court, I'll never forget it, I was so sweaty from the drive, I had to run into Dunn Stores and buy a shirt because I was saturated with nervousness and the shock of being made redundant. And remember, I hadn't phoned home, told my wife, I told nobody, a soul, what I was doing. So I arrived at the gates and rang the bell and got into the house, and I met Mr. Sheehan and his wife and his son Michael at the time, and we had dinner, and it was just... We spoke about everything in Galway and Connemara and everything got to do with that. Never mentioned business. So he asked me into the conservatory to discuss what I wanted to talk to him about. So I told him what happened to me that day and that I was desperate to start my own business and that I know that I could deliver the best service possible to the new Galway Clinic. And without any hesitation, he just stood up and he said, I believe you. You just go and do it. He said, return to Galway Clinic the next day and talk to the CEO there and tell him that he made a decision to give me the go-ahead to do the cleaning contract.
I swear to God to you, Sylvester, I could actually listen and to your chat for probably an entire day because I love your enthusiasm and I can see exactly where Jimmy Sheehan might have, what he might have spotted in you.
Okay. Well, it was the start of the business and following on from that, I mean, we did get the Galway Clinic and we did get it up and going and got a very good result in it, and I was able to expand from there. My key always was to have more than one contract, because when you have only one contract, it's all eggs in one basket and you can lose it. So I wanted to get the company as diverse as possible, and in as many contracts as possible that is sustainable and that we could manage. So that is why we, you know, we went from cleaning to catering to security to mechanical and electrical, that we had the nest of services that the industry we're in needed.
Sylvester, I'm going to have to ask you in 1 minute only to tell me about the Academy, because this is your big calling card.
It is, actually, and it was very coincidental. I remember where I was driving. I was driving between Limerick and Galway, and I heard an interview by Joe Schmidt on the radio, and he spoke about the Academy in Leinster at the time. Now, I don't know what year that was, but whenever Joe Schmidt first came to Ireland, and he spoke about an Academy that was such an essential ingredient within the rugby industry, you know, at club, at professional level, you must have the new guys coming, because there's no point going out looking for them when you need them. And that thought stuck with me, because that was a problem I was having, was getting people to be able to manage facilities. So I came back and I discussed with Maria Sava, our operations person at the time, our operations director actually, what did she think of the idea? And she loved it, and she's very strong in developing courses and in training. So we set about putting a course together that would cover facility management. So we put in HACCP training, HACCP training, cleaning, catering, security, software, how to manage a lift, for example, in a building, to know when it needs to be serviced, how it needs to be serviced. Not that they're able to carry out the function, but they know what a company must do when they come in. So we started with five people in the Academy, and we invested strongly in it, and set up the modular courses on each of the areas in it, and we now have 25 in the course, and every single person that has gone through it since we started is now managing a facility for us.
Sylvester, will you do me a favour? Will you come down to Dublin someday and we'll have a long chat on the Sunday Business Show, because I could talk to you all day because I find you so interesting. Anybody who wants to find you will find you at Neylons, neylons.ie.
Exactly.
And you will do good business for any of them. And I'd say you could talk the hind leg off them as well. So, Sylvester, that is fantastic. Thank you very much for joining us on the Sunday Business Show.
The Sunday Business Show with Gas Networks Ireland. Clean, reliable, and always available 24 hours a day. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness. Today FM.